and Babylon.
You are with Jill O'Shaughnessy for Afternoons.
Afternoons.
ABC Radio Perth and WA.
And you're very welcome too. I am keen to hear more of your stories about the difference a good teacher made to your life. 1-300-222-720, because having been very lucky to have a couple of great teachers at very formative years in my life, I know the difference it can make to you. For the past 35 years, a Perth-based drama teacher, Kerry Hilton, has been inspiring her students with a love of theatre and the arts, and recently she's taken out not one, but two national awards with the National Performing Arts Teachers Association for Leadership, Expertise and Vocation for the Performing Arts. And she joins us on the program. Congratulations, Kerry.
Thank you very much.
Is drama teaching more of a vocation than a job for you, do you think?
After 35 years, you'd hope so, Jill. Absolutely. Look, it's most definitely, it's the love of it, it's what you get out of it. I don't think of it as waking up in the morning and saying, oh, I have to go to my job. I just know that I'm a drama teacher and that's what I do.
How did you start out?
Oh, gosh. That was a long time ago. I was 15 years old and I was going to Kent Street Senior High School, and I enrolled in a drama course at the Old Mill Theatre, and of all people, John Milton, who, as far as I'm concerned, is my theatre guru in life, put me in a play called A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, and that was it. I was hooked. That was done. So I knew that I had to be involved in drama, and I thought, what better way to involve other people as well than to teach it and to see if I could instill my love of drama and my love of theatre in other people as well.
And I imagine you've worked with some very talented and creative people, Kerry, but you must also have seen some transformations over the years from students who perhaps were shy or hesitant about drama or public speaking.
Oh, it's just the most delightful thing to be able to see people come through drama and being able to see how they flourish and how they succeed. I mean, probably one of the best stories I have is, without him probably wanting to hit me at the end of this interview, is our current principal at my school here is an ex-student of the school. And to be able to see him come through and watching him do plays in our year 9 and 10 and coming back as an ex-student and doing productions with us and then doing staff productions with us, and then him left and going away to different schools, and then he came back as our principal. So it's just the most delightful thing to see him mature and to see how he has grown. And it's just, you see so many people doing that. We have lawyers, we have musicians, we have actors, we have radio announcers, we have a whole lot of other people who keep in touch because they've just been so inspired by their work in drama, and it's just beautiful.
We're speaking to drama teacher Kerry Hilton from St Norbert College in Queen's Park. They have a very talented principal as well. You didn't name names, Kerry, so I'm not sure I should push you, but I just feel it's only appropriate.
Well, Simon Harvey is his name, and he is the most beautiful principal, so I'm hoping that he won't mind me mentioning him.
There you go, Simon Harvey. And I'm sure it's well deserved. We loved it. It's Thank You Thursday, Kerry, as well here on ABC Radio. So it's a very appropriate moment to mention it. Now, from what you say, there's a lot of value in drama lessons, even for those who are not interested in a career, perhaps on the stage or in film.
Oh, look, I mean, I've had the number of people who've come through classes and have said one of the reasons why they took drama was because they knew that it would help them with their public speaking skills. Lawyers have come through, people wanting to be lawyers have come through and said, I know I'm going to need to speak in public, so I'm going to do drama because I know it will help me. We've had people come out of their shells because of it. Stepping out of your comfort zone and stepping onto a stage is a really big thing to do. It's not an easy thing at all. And to ask people to do that and to see them flourish and just love it afterwards is an absolute joy. And you can see it in their faces. And when you come back, when they come back and say, yes, we'd like to do that again, we'd love to do that again, please can I be more involved? It's just a joy.
Now, you've directed more than 200 productions, I believe, over your career, Kerry. Is there one that stands out?
Oh, gosh. Whew. We've done a lot of staff pantomimes at the school, raising money for charity, and I think they're just a joy because they're an adult group and our students sell those out immediately. I think Blood Brothers is a wonderful production that we've done. Charlie's Aunt, gosh, Little Shop of Horrors, Oliver, all of the Farndale series. We could go on. There's just so many, and they're absolutely special for very different reasons.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't get to see me as a grass tree during my stellar performance in the Muddle-Headed Wombat, Kerry. I think you would have been very impressed.
I'm sure I would have been.
Was not a speaking part as such.
That doesn't matter, Jill. The number of people who you see on the stage, you think, that person's got talent, and they don't even have to open their mouth.
What part did Principal Simon Harvey play in the last staff panto?
We did Cinderella, the staff panto, and he was Buttons.
May I say,
and this is absolutely beautiful, after opening night, the next day I had a young lady come up to me in the playground, and Mr. Harvey was with me at the time, and she walked up to him and she said, "Mr. Harvey, Cinderella married the wrong man." So clearly just a beautiful, beautiful way of engaging the audience and knowing that they all loved him on stage too.
Now, can I ask you about teaching in general? We've been talking about the difference a good teacher can make to someone's life. Can I ask you what you think the qualities of a good teacher are? What do you strive for?
I think relationships is the one thing that's the most important. Learn to know your students, learn about them, rather than just being a child at a desk. Find out what inspires them, find out what their hobbies are, what their likes, what their dislikes are. It will take a while, but I think it's that relationship that they know that you genuinely care about them. And we always ask people how they're going outside of school, what are they doing, what are their hobbies, and just for a child to know that your teacher really cares and genuinely wants to know what you're doing is a really, really special thing, and I think that certainly helps in any type of classroom.
Drama teacher Kerry Hilton's just won two national awards. She's from St Norbert College in Queen's Park. Can I ask how much your job has changed over the 35 years, Kerry, that you've been working?
Oh, gosh. Look, I've been really, really, really lucky. When I first came to St Norbert College, I was blessed by having a 200-seat theatre as my classroom. So that's just an extraordinary thing. And I've obviously had that for 35 years here, which has just been amazing. But the job has changed in terms of obviously far more administration and far more paperwork, and everything is more accountable, etc. But students haven't changed. Children haven't changed at all. They are still down to earth. They are still wanting respect. They are still wanting to know that they are valued. And even though our job has changed in terms of accountability, the job that we have with our students hasn't changed at all.
Did you have a teacher that made a difference to your life?
Oh, yes. I had my grade 6 and grade 7 primary school teacher, whose name was Mr. Gregory, and he was just the most fantastic man. I can still remember him reading The Hobbit to us in grade 6, and it was the most intriguing thing, and I'm pretty sure that we all rushed through our maths and our science just so that we could hear him read The Hobbit to us, and I will never forget that. It was the most inspiring thing.
Oh, wonderful. Well, congratulations on your awards, Kerry, and thank you very much for speaking to me today.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Kerry Hilton, drama teacher from St Norbert College in Queen's Park. If there's a teacher that's made a difference to your life, we'd love to hear about it. 1300 222 720. Helen, hello, who says to tell Sharon, who says,